If I bestow a gift or a favor and expect to return for it, it is not a gift, but a trade. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If I bestow a gift or a favor and expect to return for it, it is not a gift, but a trade. Yes, how often we give gifts with the expectation that there's going to be appreciation for it, or that they will do something nice for us. When we give things and we really want to give, we give without any thought of return, without any thought that someone's going to even recognize it, or say thank you, or give something in return equally as nice for the gift we have given. And it doesn't matter what the gift may be. The gift may be love. The gift may be joy. The gift may be appreciation that we have for ourselves or for others. And this gift has with it that demand that it be recognized and that it be accepted and that something nice be said back to us. And if this is the case, then we are living in a very small and a very shallow world indeed. The art and the talent of giving without expecting anything back, without expecting a response, without respecting anything at all, expecting anything at all, or respecting, that's true too. It takes talent to do something like that, real talent. Because in the first place, if we give something that we do not treasure ourselves, it's not worth giving. If we don't give something that we really enjoy, if we're going to give an object as a gift, and we don't give something that we really enjoy, then we have not given a gift. We have just gotten rid of something we didn't want or something that didn't have any meaning for us any longer. If we're going to give a compliment, and we're going to say to a person, "Wow, you sure made me feel good when you did that. Thank you so much. You are so wonderful." And we would never have thought of saying that before, and perhaps never think of saying it again. But when we say that with all of our heart and soul and being, then we have truly given a gift that has very wonderful repercussions to it. And the repercussions are to ourselves. Because when you say something nice to another person, you say, "The person has just been very unkind to you. The person has just been very ugly and mean and hateful and distasteful in many, 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 many ways." And because you are a loving person, because you are a person who does not hold grudges, you are a person who does not try to understand why a person does or did things that made you seemingly unhappy or that made them seemingly very good for getting it off their chest. When you do anything that responds to something like that, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble because in the first place, you're recognizing their unhappiness. In the second place, you're recognizing their need to get it off their chest. And in the third place, you're recognizing that there is a problem going on and that they're getting it off their chest on you. And they're saying something nice to you, hoping that it'll make everything they did all right. Well, now, all that judgment goes right down the drain. All that judgment is meaningless and powerless and purposeless and certainly stupid. And we don't want to do something like that. However, when we do something like that, we make trouble for ourselves. No person can ever have a grudge in our presence. No person can ever be unhappy in our presence. No person can ever have a need in our presence. No person can ever be unhappy in our presence, or unkind, or in any way discourteous to themselves or to anyone else. No one has that possibility. Because we see everyone beautiful, good, loving, kind, joyous, and wonderful. And really, we do. Yes, we do. We see everyone beautiful, loving, kind, and joyous. And you say to yourself, "Well, how in the world is that ever going to happen? How is that ever going to happen?" And then you say to yourself, "Okay, that's going to happen when I start being the beautiful being that I am, my original purity and integrity. And when I'm the beautiful being that I am, I no longer look out upon the world as an accident or something that someone else is is creating and doing. I look out upon the world and see, that's my world. That's what I created. Those are my thoughts out there dancing around and singing and being happy and being fulfilling and being joyful. Those are my thoughts. Those are my wonderful thoughts that I introduced into my world. And I brought them out into my world to be beautiful expressions of the divine in me. Those are my thoughts. And you see, then as we give something out, we say, there now is peace on the world. On earth, and it began with me. There is now peace on earth, and it began with me. And the outward appearances may be contrary. But when we start putting a cause like that in motion, we cannot know how it is going to affect or affect both the world around us. We cannot know that, except that that's what we see. We will not allow ourselves to see a world of conflict or a world of unhappiness. We will not allow that to be reality for us, because that's not who we are. We don't have the capacity to see that. We say to a little child, you don't understand. You don't understand why daddy and mommy fight. You don't understand why there's war in the world. You don't understand why there are these things. You don't even know that those things exist. And the little child murmurs, what are you talking about? For in truth, he does not know anything exists other than the thoughts that he has in his own world and the life that he is living himself. There are many children who have come through the war unscathed, untouched, because they were living in their own world, their world of peace, their world of love, their world of harmony. Oh, they may not have had everything to eat that they were used to having. They may not have had the joy of their family and their parents as they used to have, because they're busy. But they lived in their own world. They created their magic world. And their magic world is quite good. Their magic world did not include war, did not include inharmony in the family, did not include anything that was something they did not want to include. So, you see, we can learn to bestow gifts as a little child bestows gifts. You say, well, I bought him those gifts and he's giving them away. No, no. He is giving away his things. For if you will understand, a child knows that everything in the world belongs to him, and he can take it or give it as he wishes. There are no family ties. There is no friend up the street who owns a truck and he doesn't. When the friend comes and brings his truck along, the boy plays with the truck as though it's his own. And then the friend says, can I have the truck back? And he says, of course. And he gives him the gift of his own truck, because as long as he had it, he owned it. And he didn't say, now bring it back. Now do this, do that. He just said, you can have it, sure. He didn't say, thank you for letting me use it. Or he didn't say, be sure to come back. No, he just said, you can have it. You see, there is no possession in you can have it. There's no possession in the idea that how does he have the right to say there is peace on earth when he hasn't even any idea that there's lack of peace on earth? How do I have the right to say there's peace on earth? Do I have no recognition of a lack of peace? Or do I have full recognition of peace on earth? You see, the gift we give is a treasure. The gift we give is a magical thing. If I bestow a gift or a favor and expect a return for it, it is not a gift but a trade. And the trade must have equal items back and forth given of it. Today, as you think about your giving habits and your giving talents, think about them in the way of saying, I give lovingly, without strings. I give without the thought that I own it any longer. When I give it, I no longer own it. How do you like my car, my house, my toys? You see, when you give it and you still own it, you haven't given it. But when you give it, and it is no longer yours, it is no longer in your world, you have no control over it, no interest in it, and it is freely given, totally and completely. Life is fun. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.